It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com, also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Desiree Stevenson with the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. You know, even though you can't get out, there's still a lot going on. That's what we were just talking about, the fact that you still got to go to work. So, Desiree, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So let's start by, right off the top, you guys are still doing these cool speed networking things.
Yes. Yep.
But they're via Zoom right now. So let's talk and let people know what speed networking is.
All right. So speed networking is a chance where we are giving everybody to come together and you have a 60-second pitch that you get to, you know, sell your business on, or if you have a home business, you kind of explain what you do and how you, what services you have to offer for the community. So you have 60 seconds to do that, and then you get a 10-second ask. So you can say, here's my business, and this is, if you know anybody who can use it, hey, send them my way. And then if anybody has questions, they can ask them during that time too. And then it goes to the next person. So we do rounds of that. So it's just getting you to know and build the networking within the community of everybody who attends those.
I kind of equate it to speed dating. That's basically
Speed dating, just selling your business.
Selling your business,
right?
Out there. And you know what? This is a great way that if you maybe didn't know something about a business to get informed, and maybe there's a service out there that you need that you didn't even know existed.
Right. And, you know, we put it on Facebook, you know, that we're doing them. We'll put it on any of our social medias. We send it out in our emails. So really, you can get a group of different people every time. It, you know, we encourage everybody to do it every time. It gets you used to talking in front of people and building, you know, your community around you, your network base. And that's the whole point, is just to how do we connect others with other people.
Okay. Well, and that's one, that is, once again, that's a great way to get people out there and get your business out in front of people. Now, another thing that as a way to get your business out in front of people, and you guys have kind of missed a few with what's been going on, are ribbon cuttings and the luncheons.
Yes.
And you said that those are going to start up again in July.
Yep. Come July, we will be hosting, you know, luncheons again, and we will be contacting businesses to set up ribbon cuttings. So if there is a business that hasn't had it yet, you know, due to COVID-19, or maybe they just weren't ready for one, say, you know, they opened a few years ago and they would like one, we can do that. That's not a problem. And we just want to let people know, you know, hey, we're here and this is what we have to offer. That's the point. All the events that we've talked about so far are free. They cost you nothing to do.
And so if you've got a business that has opened up recently and you would like that ribbon cutting, all you need to do is get in touch with the chamber. And how do they do that?
So they can give me a call at 435-637-2788, or they can email me over at cccc@carboncountychamber.net.
Okay, so that's pretty cool. It's coming up. Luncheons will start again in July, and it's, as will the ribbon cuttings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing that you want to talk about, this is kind of exciting and puts a little feather in the hat of the Carbon County Chamber. You've been asked to participate in a chamber podcast that goes statewide.
Yes. Yeah. We're super excited for that. So we were approached by the Women's Business Center of Utah, and they asked if we would sit on a panel and ask questions about how, you know, the chamber's been dealing with this, how the businesses have been dealing with this, and how we've all come together to work on fixing some of the issues that might have come up. And then, you know, how do we plan on moving forward? So we're super excited for the opportunity to represent the rural area.
And so that's coming up on June 24th, you said.
Yes.
And as soon as you get information, we'll get it out to people and they can, you know, check out the podcast that's going to be having the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce on it.
Yeah, we're super excited for that.
That's pretty cool. And another thing that's coming up, and this is coming up next week, and it's over in Emory County. We're going to talk about your buddies over there at the Emory County Chamber. They're having their Lunch and Learn next week, correct?
Yes. So they're actually having it at the San Rafael Research Center, which I've never been there, so I'm super excited to actually be able to see that. And they have all three of their commissioners speaking during that luncheon. So that's super exciting. I think they'll be going over different topics, you know, that anybody wants to talk about, or maybe giving updates of what they're doing and dealing with, again, COVID-19. You know, how are they going to handle the tourists come in, you know, just things like that. But I encourage everybody to attend that because, you know, again, it'll be nice to get out one, but to show their support, you know, the chambers who, you know, have been there and trying to help through all this, you know, they also need it as well. So again, I think that is $12 a plate to go. RSVPs have to be into them by, I think it's the 15th of June. I do have their number.
Okay, go ahead and give them the number so if people are interested.
So if you want to RSVP for this event, it is 435-749-9025. And that luncheon goes from 12 to 1.
And that is, once again, June 17th, and it runs, you have to RSVP by the 15th.
Yes. So okay. Give Patsy a call.
And that's for over in Emory County. It's the Emory County Chamber Luncheon. They have, you know, a lot to say, and it would be interesting to, once again, to go over there and listen to what the county commissioners have to say about what's been going on.
I agree, that, and we plan on attending. So,
all right, we got one exciting piece of news. Well, these are both pretty exciting. We'll save the one till the last, though. We were discussing a little off the air about the Snapshot Passport.
Yes. So, you know, the Snapshot Passport was a booklet that we handed out to every student in the school district, the Carbon School District, and it had different activities for them to complete throughout the summer. Well, schools got, you know, shut down for a little while. And so we were like, okay, how do we make this work? Because, you know, we still want to give kids something to do throughout the summer. And we still want to advertise for the businesses, you know, that have bought those ad spaces. So what we've decided to do is we are going to do a virtual Snapshot Passport. So you'll see those on social media. We spoke with the school district. They're also going to put it on their website when they come out, you know, just to get the word out there. So there is still going to be things for the kids to do. And at the end, we will gather some prizes and do, like, we'll keep tally of who completes what activities, and then whoever does those, we will make sure that they get a prize at the end of it.
Because that Snapshot Passport has really gained some traction the last couple of years.
Yeah.
With getting out and kids getting out, and you've probably had people calling you.
Yes.
Yep. To know what's going on with Snapshot Passport. So
There
you have it. It is coming. It's just going to be a different type of Snapshot Passport this year. It's going to all move virtually and online.
Yes.
All right. Now for the big news.
All right, the big news.
This is the exciting thing because you've even set a date.
We set a date, yes. We are super excited to announce that we are going to bring back our casino night September 18, 2020. It's going to be at the Tuscan. We are just in the beginning stages of that, so you'll see the advertisement go out here by probably the end of July for that. You know, we're still going to follow the guidelines, you know, because we don't know. In September, are we still going to be in, you know, like, you know, we're moving to green. Are we still going to be in green? So we just have to follow the guidelines with that. So if we end up going back into orange or red, obviously we'll won't have that event. But as of right now, we are hopeful. We are planning on this and we're going to move forward with this.
Okay, and that was once again September the 18th.
September the 18th. Mark your calendar.
So keep an eye out for more information to come on that. It's casino night. And, you know, that's it's good to get those things out there.
Yeah.
Let people realize that it's coming. Give them a little bit of hope.
Yeah. You know, it's coming. As far as right now, we're going to do everything in our power not to cancel this event.
All right. Desiree Stevenson with the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.